Zechariah 8, 1 through 8. The Lord All-Powerful said to me, I love Zion so much that her enemies make me angry. I will return to Jerusalem and live there on Mount Zion. Then Jerusalem will be known as my faithful city, and Zion will be known as my holy mountain. Very old people with walking sticks will once again sit around Jerusalem, 5, while boys and girls play in streets. This may seem impossible for my people who are left, but it isn't impossible for me, the Lord All-Powerful. I will save those who are taken to lands in the east and the west. I will bring them to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be their God, faithful to bring about justice.
Amen. Thank you, Grace. And this morning, as we focus on our children, and especially on that picture of God that Zechariah paints, of what the kingdom of God looks like, let us consider how we are influencing and shaping our future generations by our actions. This morning, as we look at Isaiah as a prophet, I always love those prophets. I think they were great encouragers to their people. And they also are prophets who can speak to us today as we live in a time where perhaps the church isn't what it quite used to be. Maybe our lives aren't quite what they used to be, but we still have a vision of hope that God paints for us, and we still have that hope that we have of the good news. And I think those prophets like Zechariah, who are speaking to those who are in exile, who are in a land sometimes not their own, or who are in a land where they had no power, no rights, where their homes were destroyed in rubble, where certainly there was no safety for their children to run in the streets, for their older generation to be taken care of and out and enjoying life. For them, life was very different than this picture that Zechariah paints for us. And yet still, we come this day and we see this picture God has painted, and he tells us that it is through this picture that we see Christ. And it is through our children that we can maybe learn some things about what it means. You know, Jesus said, only if you are a child can you enter my kingdom. What does that look like? Does that mean that openness, that willingness to be present in the now and to be trusting of God, to truly let go of all the things that we once had that we held very dear, of what it meant to be church, of what it even meant to be ourselves? Can we let go of those things or even those relationships that aren't quite what they used to be? And instead, can we trust God, knowing that there is a path ahead that he has for us, knowing that he has good news for us? I'll always remember in Albania, we came for a week to teach young children about different things, about art or math or reading and things. And I'll always remember as we gathered kind of at the beginning in this church, they were so excited, and you could feel that energy and that joy. And we had been teaching them for about a day or so, but already we had learned so much from them. The joy that can be had from a number 2 pencil. And I know we have those around here in abundance. But just that idea, can you guys imagine that, of children who just have a number 2 pencil and they are so happy to receive that? Can you imagine? I think that's really hard for me to think about, don't you? Yeah, that's crazy. And as I was thinking and blame it on snow days that I was watching documentaries as I was preparing for my sermon, but I was watching and it shared about silk and the silk trade, and they talked about how these children in India and in different countries where, you know, they had to go to work at very young ages, you know, age 5, 6, sometimes younger, older, and they had to go to these places to help support their families, or else their families, you know, sent them away to be work for other people. And about how those people didn't know how to play because all they did was work. Can you guys imagine that? That's kind of a hard picture, isn't it? So Zechariah, as he's preaching and he's talking about that world, we look at our world today and it's kind of hard to think of, for some people, children running in the streets and safe. I know we all have heard about things where, you know, children grow up too fast, where they have to learn probably too much at a young age, or where, you know, they have to, as these children in India kind of learn about life and have to set aside their childhood and their joy and their wonder that gets stolen when all you do is kind of work, work, work. and that's all you are, and that's all you think you're meant to be. And so we are reminded that there is more of that picture and more that is possible in our lives. Certainly, we see that, and we are grateful that you all can help share that with us. We see this picture of Zechariah, of encouraging those people and saying to them that there is more than what we see here. There is a vision of the future, and it is a safe place. But then what does that look like kind of in black and white terms? What does that look like as we live into that scripture? What would that look like? And I think of us as a church. How do we serve as a place where children are valued and where they can share themselves and their gifts and where we can learn from them and they can learn from us? And I just pray, as I prayed for our programs and the different ways that we provide for our children, that through Wednesday Warriors and through your Sunday school teachers who work so hard, and through your parents and through all of the people in the pews here, through our CE committee who does so much, there are a lot of people I know that love getting together with you all and studying the Bible, and we learn together, don't we? And we pray together. And I pray that through that, we all learn the love of God. We all learn a little bit more deeply what it means to serve, what it means to trust God in the future, to truly let go, as Elsa would sing to us this morning. I think you have a great Elsa dress, Grace, that you could maybe share, but we'll wait for another Sunday, huh? But let us see before us the picture of God's kingdom, a kingdom not kind of in the sky, but a kingdom on this earth, in our community, and who we are as we share together, and then our community outside of these four walls, as we share with each other God's kingdom, God's love, where we try to provide a place of safety and life abundant, where we feed those who are hungry, and we help give clothing to those who are naked, where those who are imprisoned can feel release and freedom through our work. What are some ways in which we are doing that, and what are some ways that we can venture out? There is a bright future ahead, and we are grateful because it is not our work, and it's not our vision, but it's rather God's, and our God is a good and faithful God who is there for us and who we can remember is trustworthy. Even though it might take a really long time and a lot of hard work, we know that our God is there and true. So let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for the many ways in which you speak to us. We thank you for your picture of the kingdom, where we come as children who don't have it all figured out, who don't have all the answers, who don't have everything written down and really detailed and researched. But Lord, let us come with arms flung wide open to our Savior, to our Abba Father, whom we cry to. Lord, help us to entrust those things to you that are hard to give up, that we keep nurturing and that become so much a part of us, even though it's not healthy and not good. So we pray, Lord God, for the release in your name that can only happen through your Spirit. And Lord, help us to be like children as we approach you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right.